Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm John Bain with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Mid Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider on his upcoming retirement. This is part one of a two-part interview. Mark is coming to a milestone in his life coming up soon, retirement. And Mark, congratulations on that, and welcome to the program.
Well, thanks a lot, John.
And I hear that there is going to be a retirement celebration on Thursday, June 16th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Mid Prairie High School Multipurpose Room.
Well, the school board and the central office staff have been generous enough to put on this open house, and contrary to my wish, I will be there and obviously thank everyone that shows up for the wonderful support that they've shown me through my 34 years at Mid Prairie, 41 years altogether in education.
That's an incredible run, and you know, when I was reading and saying when this party was, I'm like, boy, I hope this isn't a surprise.
No,
I just blew it.
No, it's not. They asked me quite a while ago. I don't like the attention necessarily being on me, especially like this, when you're celebrating the achievements over a 41-year period of time, because obviously these achievements are due to a lot of people working with me, so I cannot take credit for anything.
Well, you are a very humble man, and you are very deserving of accolades and being recognized, and I know that for a fact. Now, I do have a question for you that...
Sure.
Looking back, what has been the biggest challenge or the biggest change in education from when you started out 41 years ago?
Well, in the fall of 1979, I did my student teaching at Clone Elementary, which is part of the Mid Prairie School District. We now call it East Elementary. I student taught with Marlene Gaston in fifth and sixth grade. I taught fifth and sixth grade science and fifth and sixth grade art. And at that time, that fall, we got the very first computer that was ever put into a elementary classroom. So obviously one of the biggest changes that I've seen over 41 years is just the use of technology in schools and how it's used for instruction and how teachers use it, how school districts use it, just how much it's changed learning.
So
that would be the biggest change to me.
Yeah, and it's just incredible if anyone who's been around for that during that time, which I, of course, have been too, it's just incredible how much the technology has changed.
Absolutely. This year, currently, for example, every student in kindergarten through 12th grade has a device, whether it's a computer, whether it's an iPad, or whether it's a Chromebook. And here we... You know, in the fall of 1979, we were just felt lucky because we were the only classroom in the school that had it, and now every student has a device that can do much more than what that computer could do.
And we can only imagine what another 35, 40 years from now, what that technology will be.
Absolutely, absolutely. I just can't imagine either, John.
Now, Mark, what has been, you know, looking back, what has been the biggest challenge as an educator and a school administrator? What do you think has been one of the biggest challenges for you?
Oh, you know, that's kind of hard for me to say, John. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think with technology becomes a bigger and greater need to communicate. I think that has, you know, obviously, you know, in one respect, it's easier because you have all this technology to be able to communicate. But on the other hand, it becomes challenging because people expect it quicker. So I would just say, just being able to communicate on a, you know, on an almost immediate basis, it gets really difficult sometimes to be able to keep up on all of that.
I imagine so. Now, looking back at the kids from 1979 to the young students and the kids today, are kids still just kids?
Kids are still just kids, John. I really believe that. Obviously, they have a lot of different tools at their disposal. But to me, children are still just children. Young adolescents are still young adolescents. Adults, young adults are still young adults. To me, that's not changed. They may be more astute or more aware of what's going on at a younger age. Learning certainly has been pressed down into younger ages. Normally, maybe 34 years ago, what was expected in a first grade classroom is now expected in a kindergarten classroom. What's expected in a kindergarten classroom is now expected in a preschool classroom. But when it gets right down to it, children are still children.
Indeed. And, the older I get, I find that all us adults really are just big kids.
Well, I know I've been accused of that. I didn't know that applied to every other adult.
I think if you're having fun, there's still some kid in you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's always been my philosophy that you got to try to have fun no matter what you do, whether it's with your family or during your free time, but especially at work. It makes your work seem like less work if you're having fun while you do it.
That was Mid Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider talking about his upcoming retirement. This is part one of a two-part interview. Joining us on today's J.J. Knichting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. J.J. Knichting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm John Bain with KCII News.